Hello, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and welcome to the show. Tonight, I'm going to start with a journal entry that is November the 14th, 2002, that I just happened to turn to just a little bit ago, and it's called The Start of Our Million Mile Journey. Doesn't that sound really interesting? I just happened to be writing in the journal back in 2002, and I was thinking, what in the world is this? When I opened it up a little bit ago, because, you know, I never know what my shows are going to be on or what I'm going to do for the shows. I love to just stay in the moment. So here we go, the start of our million-mile journey. It's about life from the ground up. We start our own journey in life when we take our first crawl. Yep, later becoming unafraid, we accomplish our first steps. And from there, our journey in life really takes to start and thus begins. First, we must face the fear of the unknown, as in the stage of getting into the process of our first steps, holding up our heads to see the world and using our arms to push out of our bodies higher to see more learning, to turn over with surprise. Setting up and balance, kicking and wiggling our bodies and our bellies becomes movement into creeping and later crawling. Our first journey through somewhat is very confined. The balancing to stand and holding on to something to steady our feet and plant it on the ground as our bodies wobble until we accomplish balance. Then, with all the love and trust and faith of our caretaker we have inside of us that was so freely given over time to help us through our every want and need and desire, we are encouraged with accomplishment of what we have received that we are ready. Now, if anyone wants to call in, please do so to BBS Radio Station 1 while I'm reading the journals. To face the fear of the unknown and letting go to the actual first beginning of the 100,000 miles of the letting goes, we do not realize or know of at this time. We do not know what this independence is so badly. The faith and love and the trust of our companions built inside of us, these qualities that give us the confidence to let go. We just do it, standing alone, no holding on. We fall, startled. We don't give up. We pull ourselves up again, our human nature. To hold back a while, take it back. We get taken back. Later, building up confidence, we let go again. Repeat the process until balance is accomplished with practice, as everything in life. The more you move and do it, the better you get at it. And then, still holding on, we take a step or two to reach out for something we wanted in a destination. Do we dare to try this step on the ground, a second letting go, going into the unknown, the fear, a trip, a harder fall? Now, what am I trying to say here? We're talking about baby steps and learning to walk. We're learning to let go. We're learning to accomplish something as a little teeny weeny baby, learning to let go of our caretaker, learning to let go of something. That's like what we're learning in our spiritualities. That's like what we're learning to do in our meditation. That's like what we're learning to do in anything in life, isn't it? It's what we're trying to accomplish. It's just like learning to walk. We know how because it's inbred in us. It's what we have practiced to do. It's our caretaker that has taught us how to survive. Now, what if we didn't have the caretaker? We still would learn to walk, right? Because of our practice and our self-esteem and our self-knowledge, most of us would anyway. We would learn to move around if we are so susceptible to be able to do so. If we somehow are inside of ourselves to know to do that and are fortunate enough to be able to have the bodies to be able to move around, let's just say that we are. Now, think inside yourself. What are we trying to do here? What is everyone trying to do? What is everyone trying to accomplish for a moment? What are you? Yes, you. Just the individual person listening to this show, my voice, trying to accomplish. Okay. You're trying to accomplish. One word. Yes, you're trying to accomplish balance. Isn't that correct? Balance and peace. And you're trying to accomplish your destination. What is your destination? Your destination is exactly the given moment of right now. Because that's all you've got. You've got this very, very second. What have you got? Okay, what have you got in 2 minutes from now? How do you know you've got 2 minutes from now? So therefore, you give it your all. Just give it your all and balance and let go. There's this one thing that I thought of just now. There was this man or this woman holding on to this cliff. He fell off the cliff, and it was a tree trunk just hanging from a cliff. And he goes, "Oh, God, help me, please. Someone help me, please." And this loud voice says, "I'll help you. I'll help you." And they go, "Who's there? Who's there?" Like, "It's me, God. I'll help you." And the voice goes, "God? Oh, God, someone help me, please. Please." The voice started crying again, holding on to the very edge of a tree trunk hanging over a cliff. And the loud voice started screaming in the back to him, "I'll help you. I'll help you. Just let go. Trust me." And the voice that was screaming, "Oh, God, help me, please, please," started saying, "But who's there? Who's there? I can't see you. I can't let go." He said, "It's God. It's God. Just trust me." And the voice starts screaming, "Oh, God, someone help me, please." You know, it'll just keep going on and on and on in circles, because if you can't see it, if you can't feel it, if you can't fathom it, people cannot let go and let God, because they've got to have some kind of visualization. So what do you got to do? You got to learn to meditate. You got to learn to open up that rear view mirror that's in your third eye. You got to learn that balance. You got to learn that visualization. Okay, let's go into dreams. What are dreams? Are you watching yourself dream, which is a wish, want, or desire? Or are you in your dream? which is a vision quest. Okay? So you've got those things to look at. Now, if you can do that, and you can see your perceptive and your perceptions, and you can see people, you put your trust in people. Why can you not put your trust in God? Whatever you choose to call God. Now, if you can do that, you got it lickety-split made. Now, let's get back to the journal. And if you want to call in for a reading, you're listening to BBS Radio, and I've got the journals open. I'm over, not near the computer. I should know the numbers offhand, but I don't. And it's Station 1, and it's bbsradio.com, and I'm Kathy Cook, and it's Bright Lights Pathfinders, and you can call me at any time. I am open to calls. But anyway, I'm going to get back to this journal entry. Okay, letting go into the unknown, the fear, a trip, a harder fall, consciously with a love and trust and faith, which is our confidence in ourselves, is built and given to us by our caretakers. We have graciously received and rewarded ourselves stronger with growth and confidence by all our other accomplished, and especially beating the first fear of letting go. We do it letting go, step, step, fall, shock, startle, cry, ego bruise, get up, hold on, hold back, back on, catching our balance, practice a few steps, we make sure we have accomplished walking and stepping, holding on, letting go again. Step, step, down we go. We fall down, back up. We hold on, step, step, step. Finally, our loving, trusting, faithful caretaker sees this. They stretch out their arms for a goal in sight for us to let go. Seems to lose its fear. Then they will catch us. No harm will come, and they will be proud of us reaching our goal, the goal to their loving, trusting, faithful arms. So we have with immense determination and willpower for ourselves to please as well as for our loved one, a need to accomplish as we realize this second fear of letting go isn't as bad as the first. Letting go. And we do it step, 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 lunging forward with reward given and received with love and trust, love and faith in our first learned by receiving from our caretaker and given back love and trust and faith as well as our caretaker. Our new journey of a million miles has just begun. Now, there's a little bit more to read, but what does that tell you? Our caretaker. Now, who is our caretaker? Okay, we have a spiritual caretaker, which is the God of our understanding, okay, and our inner self, that could be so proud of us for taking that step. And then we have our caretaker, as this is talking about a baby and learning to walk, that has taken care of us since nurturing us from the womb and helping us to learn to let go and helping us to sit up and feed us and take care of us. Well, you know, God feeds us with when we're ready. You know, sometimes I say, God, when are you going to stop so I can go to sleep? When is it going to stop pouring into me all this stuff that I want to write? And I'll get up in the middle of the night and just start writing, or just pouring it out with the foreign words that I get, and just wanting to know so much, and God just answers me, not in a voice, but in the thoughts that come so quickly, and just says, I'm always here. I always will give you everything that your heart desires whenever you're ready to turn it off. And rest is up to you, because you're the one that seeks the knowledge of understanding to apply to the wisdom. And you're the one that's in control, because I give you the free will as a gift. And I go, oh, man, but I'm hungry for it all. But I've got to learn to balance, you see, and take care of my outside world as well as my inside world, because I just love to know so much. But I've got to take care of me too by resting properly, because if I don't rest properly, then starving my brain of sleep is just a terrible thing. So I've learned that, and sharing with other people what, and asking questions and not being afraid to ask the questions, and seeking out others that are learning exactly what you, yes, you, are learning, and what I'm learning, and what we're all learning, and where to put it. Write it down. You know, I don't know the rules and regulations of an internet or the web or anything like that. I just know I got to put it somewhere, or I'll bust. I put it on paper, and then I put it out there anywhere I can blog it or put it so that people can see it, see what I've figured out or what I've heard inside my heart, so that I can share it, because I just want to share what I've learned with the world, because hopefully somebody will pick it up and share it too, you know? Now, the next page says, learning to let go and the fear of the unknown is always a challenge. As in all things new, they start with baby steps. We have the ingredients within: love, trust, and faith in ourselves, a passion and purpose of something to accomplish, that we believe in and want with our good intentions, is all there is waiting to be accomplished. We learn in our beginning of life's confidence, and with determination we reach our goal. Only now the hands that reach out to catch you and that are holding you are God's hands. So it's okay to let go. Wow, that's what I said just a second ago, and I hadn't even read this since 2002. Things are in his hands. We have just to do the footwork. That's true. He will not let us fall. That's true too. But as humans, we will usually tend to grab back on. That's true too. Only remember inside, with love, trust, and faith, to let go again, so God can work through you, and you can proudly accomplish anything and everything you solidly plant your feet on the ground and take steps forward your chosen purposeful path. Wow. That is really heavy duty. You know, I think balance is like that of a tightrope. We have to balance like on a tightrope. And you have to be careful not to get your foot on the ooey's, you know, that negative side. Because if you get your foot on that negative side, it takes a whole lot more to get yourself back on that positive side. I was telling somebody yesterday, or was it today? It was yesterday. We were talking about truth. And you know, truth is truth. Because even the father of lies is its own truth. Because it lays in its own truth that truth is truth. Even a lie is its own truth because it mirrors itself. Now, some people are going to have a hard time comprehending this, but think about it. Now, think about it with your heart and not your mind. What you speak is exactly the words you speak in its own truth. It's exactly what you say. We speak what we think and feel of our own selves because we need to hear it, and it comes out of our own heart. So therefore, it's our truth. No matter even if it is spoken in deception of a lie. It is a truth at that moment because it is spoken out of our mouth, and that's the truth. The lie is actually the truth of a lie. Does that make sense to you? Because that's what we're thinking of our own self. So therefore, the truth is the truth at all times. Even the lie is laying in its own truth that. We mirror ourselves at all times, and we are speaking out to hear what we need to hear within our own selves. And we also learn from our own selves when we speak. Now, when I speak to you and other people, I always learn back and reinforce what I needed to hear. My Aunt Rusty always says, do not place in writing or do not speak what you do not want read in Times Square. So, I freely give out, and I pray to God that no one tries to make money off of what is freely given to me, because it is a gift, and I get it from Spirit. I don't like to watch TV, and I try not to read books, because right now I'm on the sabbatical of learning from Spirit. I've been on it for a good while now. I love to learn from other people, but right now, I'm just listening. So, people say book for the times. Well, I'm saying listen. Listen. And listen for the times. That's why we've got BBS Radio, thank God. Because we have to listen. And BBS Radio is a listening tool. You have to listen with BBS Radio. Are you listening? What do you hear right now? What kinds of tones and pitches do you want to hear? Now, if I talk like this, do you hear me even different? What kind of message am I putting across now? Does this make you even want to hear me even louder or harder? Or does this make you want me to talk to you even different? It's all in the different ways I talk, isn't it? Oh my gosh! What if I talk like this? Well, I'm talking in my relaxed voice, see. because I'm in my comfortable chair, I'm in my comfortable pajamas, I'm in my comfortable clothes. They're not pajamas, they're just relaxing clothes. I got my hair in a ponytail wide. I got myself relaxed. I picked out the wedding flowers with my daughter today. Yes, the wedding. Ooh, yes, the wedding. 2 weeks. And Cattle and Lou. And we did that. And we had a great day. And this is my relaxed voice. And I'm comfortable with what I'm saying to the world. No callers. That's great. Because this act is listening. And I know I'm reaching you and you and you. Now, Juliana, this is for you. Okay. Take effective control of the behaviors we choose and attempt to control our lives. And they're made up of three components. Let's see. What we do, what we think, and what we feel. Okay. Remaining hostage to the relationship that we think in ourselves. Suddenly the picture we have is so different from the picture we want. We feel that we've lost control of our lives. We believe things are hopeless, but we don't know which way to turn. So we choose a new way of turning. An example, everything we think, do, and feel is generated by what happens inside of us. We carry around inside of us a powerful desire to stay alive in that moment. So therefore, we think it over and over and over and over till it doesn't work anymore, and we do something about it. There you have it. Okay, next. This is for, let's see, okay, the giver. We try to do and help which seems that the receiver is more for the giver's benefit and less than for the receiver. And hence, the giver tries to get the control. The receiver may reject the giver's benefit rather than accepting the benefit that caused the thought of control. I have to repeat that. The giver, what is trying to do to help, seems to that the receiver is more for the giver's benefit. Okay, the giver. What the giver is trying to do to help, okay? The giver wants to do is help someone. Seems to the receiver person is more for the giver's benefit than for the receivers. I write in shorthand, so I haven't read these journals in a long time. Since this one's September 12, 2002. Okay, so if in sense the giver is trying to get the control, it's kind of like a manipulation. The receiver may reject the giver's benefit rather than accept the benefit, which causes thought of control. And then I have in parentheses, me, that's why it's hard for me to accept. I'll cry and express how hard it is to accept, even though it's a great need like food, shelter, car, or feel it's a hard price to pay. See, I used to have a hard time in receiving, but you know, you've got to receive in order to give. That was a long time ago. That was in 2002. Resentments are hard too, because it builds up resentment. Some people don't know the difference between concern and control. That was for Susan. Okay. Let's see here. I believe a person uses name calling and labeling to another person because of the perspective of the person, that the picture or the behavior or the way a person should act by their own value system. Hey, you know who I'm missing calling in? The college buddy people. I was just thinking that. I haven't heard from Tim and Abby and Kendra. And y'all got to call in and say hey. Anyway, so let's see. In my life, by my caretakers, I've learned the labeling that was placed upon me by my caretakers, and also more was added and used as a way for me to learn who I was and my values and morals and belief systems to mold me into my set of beliefs and the way that I was to be active in a positive and negative reinforcement center. Wow. How many people felt that way growing up? That was an old, because y'all know I'm in my 50s. Okay. So, am I on the air? I hope so. Because I can't see anything right now. I need to go over to the computer so I can get out some numbers. But I'll just continue talking while I'm giving out the numbers. I should have them written down in my book right here. I'm sorry, y'all, I don't have the numbers handy. But, you know, this wedding, I didn't get home really, 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 really late. That's what happens when you're planning a wedding. It's almost like a little miniature corporation in itself. And it's fun. I'm getting the best son-in-law you could ever, 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 ever ask for. His name is Collie. Collie. Little Collie. I've got so many books everywhere. Okay. Can you give me just 1 second? I'm sorry, Don and Seth, to not have the numbers ready for the callers. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Can you give out the numbers for me? Hey.
Well, I'm just sitting here listening along with you.
Hey! I'm sorry, can you give out the phone numbers? I'm not near the computer. I'm just kidding. How are you?
I'm doing
Thank
well.
Thank you for letting me know that I'm on the air.
Well, I was hearing you. You were going along just fine, and you're like, am I on the air?
I know. Thank you for calling in and letting me know.
Well, you're doing just fine.
Oh, good. I've just been reading. I was just enjoying it so. And then I got to thinking, am I on the air? Because I can't see my phone or anything. got these earphones on because somebody told me that I needed them.
I don't know who would tell you such a thing.
I think it was you, my good friend.
Well, I thought maybe you could turn a page for me and see what you see.
Oh, I would love to. Let's see. You want? I'm using tabs tonight. I've got orange, yellow, green, pink, blue, red, white, cream color, purple, you name it, I got the colors. I told you I wasn't going to get out my journal. I got them all out.
Well, why don't we go with a purple one tonight?
A purple one.
Yeah.
Okay. What page?
33.
You want me to count 33 pages? Or do you want me to add that to 6?
I was going to say you could stop at 6 if you want.
Okay. Do it. Let go. It stopped right at that page where we were talking, do it, let go, step, fall back, stop, startle, ego bruise, get up, hold back, step on, catching our balance, practice a few steps.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
That's what the page is on. Sure, we have accomplished walking and stepping and holding on. We let go and step and let go again. Folly, our loving, trusting, faithful caretaker sees this. That's funny. I think you need to pick another page. Because that's kind of funny. That's the purple page, number 6.
Wow, that's wild.
Oh, it's that whole page of
balance in my life, though.
Balancing and letting go. Of learning to walk and letting go and letting God. It's where I stopped on that page and said, help me, y'all. Somebody, God, oh, please help me. You remember when I was telling that little story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to count 33. Can you whistle while I work?
If I could whistle, okay. I would be happy to.
1, 2, 3.
I don't want to sound like a pervert blowing into the
Okay.
That's the best I can do. See, that's pretty sad, isn't it? We can hear the turning of the page, so
okay,
you're busy.
Okay, I've got to number 33.
It says 0. Have to come up with a new number sometime.
I got it. It says 0, the cosmic egg. Death yet total life contained in its circle. Before the number 1 means, the source is the number, nothing though the ultimate beginning. The incomprehensible, and then I've got last, L-A-F-F-S, beside it. The absolute begins with such meaning as non-existence, nothingness, the unmanifested, the unlimited, the eternal, the absolute of all quality and quantity. 0 is the divine essence. 0 is the perfect number. The beginning perfect, 0, is the originator, the container of all. And that's what that page is.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, I sure do pick a good one.
That was a good one.
I picked a good one last time, too.
Yeah.
So how would you say that applies to me?
Hmm. Well, how that applies to you. Well, the conversation of today, seeing what I'm seeing of your conversation just now, and the balance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
and starting fresh with what I just read today, just now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's tonight, rather. Okay? And letting go and letting God. You know, the first step, the beginning, your very first step of the million-mile journey, you're at the very beginning, the zero, right? Your very first mile starts at zero.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm at the very beginning, though. I kind of feel like I've been at it for a while.
Yeah, but we're in the moment.
Okay.
Okay, you're in the moment. So if you think the zero is the cosmic egg, death yet total life contained in the total circle, so you're coming full circle. Right?
Okay.
In total circle, performs the number one meaning, the source, not the number. The source, not the number. Nothing thought the ultimate beginning. Okay. Are you actually in it, or are you in the beginning, in the moment? You have to ask yourself that, because I'm in the very beginning every single time I'm in the moment.
Well,
that's how I look at it,
because
I'm learning every single second.
Well, every moment is a new moment.
Yeah, because I never know if I'm going to be here in a minute, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true. None of us really do.
Right. And so it's like every time I take a step, like I said a while ago, I don't know if you were listening or not, but it's like a tightrope that
mm-hmm.
we have to walk on and balance.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know if you're going to get that foot right on that wire exactly right each time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a brand new beginning every moment.
Hmm.
That's the way I am. I don't know about anybody else, but that's me. That's how I look at life, because I don't want to take it for granted. So, you know, you have to look at your perspective and what you see and feel. So if you feel like you've, you know, how do you see it? I've got zero written real, real big on this page, and I've got it written in pencil, then I've got it written in blue ink, then pink ink, and then black ink, and then blue ink, and then purple ink. I've got it written, you know, several different colors, the entire thing. Do you want me to read it again, or?
No, I'm just thinking about it as I'm looking at it, what I wrote down, and in relationship to balance, and the zero is a whole, it's a whole unit, it's, you know,
the divine
usually
essence.
The circle is, you know, it's no end, no beginning. It's a complete circle. It's whole in itself.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's what I'm trying to reach within myself, a state of wholeness and a state of balance.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if we ever do, even after we go and die. Until we evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to keep going around. You know, like, that's what the wheels do when we go in a car.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly moving in forward, or if we put it in reverse backwards, that's what makes us go. The wheel keeps turning. And if it sits still, then it gets a lump in it and flattens.
Hmm.
And then you think of the spokes, you know. Each spoke has a meaning. And it has its place in the circle. Just like in the Native American ways when we studied the truth wheel. Speak the truth, know the truth, hear the truth, seek the truth, learn the truth, walk the truth, talk the truth, earth wisdom. All those parts of the earth wisdom, the medicine wheel. We have to balance all of that. But it becomes part of our lives so easily that we don't even have to think it. We become it. We live it. Just by having that little inkling of faith of a mustard seed, it just becomes. Just because we put it out there and say, okay, here, I'll believe this is what I'm going to do and be. That's just what I do. And I just learn from you and from each person that walks into my life. And, you know, even the person that says, have a good day, or get out of my way. What did I learn from that person? Or, you know, the person that moves over for me to get in the traffic. You know, thank you so much. And then today I was like, oh, no, I didn't get in that lane. And I'm like, oh, but that's all right. I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to go down here and turn. You know, everything is meant for a reason. I'm getting off the subject. But everything's meant for a reason.
I just think some reasons are harder to really understand than, you know, some are harder than others. Some are kind of obvious. It's like, oh, okay, yep, I see that. And others, it's
and
like
it
you
comes
just kind
later
of
sometimes,
scratch
you know?
Your head and wonder.
Yeah, it comes later. Doesn't it?
Well, hopefully. Well, all righty, Miss Kathy, I will let you get back to reading. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, you have a nice evening.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Trust your own direction in life. Follow the beat of your own drum. Unique in its own way, you can follow so far in another's path. If you want to get anywhere, by following into a leader, be your own leader in life. Directions are driven in guidance within. Listen to the intuition with confidence. Be your own guide. Listen to the guide. He will never, ever steer you wrong. Once connected to your higher self, always there is waiting patiently to discover God never left you once alone, that gentle nudging, calling you for the voice that's instilled in all of us, to be all that we can be and become aware of the places where life answers the questions united within us and all there is for our knowing. That's November the 14th, 02. Gosh, I wrote a lot that day. Our lives are a movie. Our lives and the world are like a movie. Each moment being played out for us to see in action. And each of us through our own unique perception of what we view. It doesn't make much difference the role each actor in us that we are playing or the way the stage is set. It's only the way we choose to perceive it and experience it that's what matters right now, and how we choose each of our moments to the very end. Wow. I deserve the best. If you settle for that's good enough, then that's all you'll ever will be, when better and best are yet to be, which are even more wonderful than that's good enough. So set your expectation to the sky's the limit. Climb your mountain high to the highest peak. You will get better at accomplishing things by considering the best is yet to come. No matter what, with thinking that I deserve the best attitude, nothing will hold you back. Well, I like that one. I need to write more in the journal tomorrow. To recognize your series of events clearly, to to be set free from things that were controlling you and difficult to endure. Each person is unique and stands in their own truth, like no other. Another's own purpose, God's plan in everything he created. He doesn't repeat his creations. He's not finished. Don't open the dark room door before God's finished developing the picture, or your his perspective will be underexposed. Fear is courage that said its prayers. God has you by the hand. In his hand, you will let him carry you at times, leaving his footprints in the sand. By your faith in him, it only takes the faith of that of a mustard seed. Well, I just said that 2 minutes ago. To move a mountain. So step out of the unforeseen and take that chance. You will never know unless you try with complete confidence and trust. And that will turn out what will turn out as you believe and expect what will be in all that is meant in the possible of the extremities. Life is a river with the rapids and the boulders and waterfalls, unpredictable and ever-changing in its flow. Calm here and there, breaking gradually, raging onward, continuing, ever flowing, off into separate endless numbers of streams, endless plateaus, continuously moving, ever changing, every inkling of second, we blink and nod. To go within the flow of life, ride with its movement forward. Forward, whatever, wherever you go. Choose to point your body's direction towards gliding effortlessly, freely, purposely, with sound belief. Go, flight, life's rivers of Christ. You'll drown in sorrow, hit boulders of disappointment, falls and shatters dreams, only ending up with hurt of emotion somewhere at the bottom of a river of life. Whoa, that was heavy. Well, I got 8 minutes left. Does anyone want to call in? Or are you enjoying the reading? This is Bright Light Pathfinders, Kathy sitting with you this evening. I just love to read as much as yours. I don't know what I'll read at this horse man. I got so much. I got every journal out there is. Within reason becomes each season. I don't know. Oh, this is something I didn't write. This is by Charles Swindoll, but I love it. It's called Attitude. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on my life. Attitude to me is more important than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than success, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for the day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that's our ATT, L-I-T-U-D-E. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitude. Now, isn't that the truth? I think so. Okay. Attitude. A-T-T-I-T-D-E. Who remembers that? A life without storms, buildings without stone, buildings, walls, stone by stone.